Moncrief on News Talk.
The weather we've been having, it's a bit sweaty, as we'll often describe it. And sweat is usually something we try to keep at bay. But why do our bodies do it anyway? Does it have a function? Katrina Ryan from the Institute of Dermatologists is here to tell us. Good afternoon, Katrina.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Now, we have a sweat gland. Where is the sweat gland?
Well, we have millions of sweat glands.
Oh, do we?
All over. Yes.
I just thought it was this big bag of sweat someplace in your chest or something. Right. Okay.
No, we have millions of sweat glands all over our body. So, you know, pretty much all of our skin harbors sweat glands. There's certain places you think of more, like under your arms. But we have sweat glands everywhere and they're there for a reason, particularly in this hot weather to help cool us down.
Right. OK. And so in weather like this, if you're sweating continuously, like how much could you sweat?
So it can be a big problem. So under normal circumstances, normal temperatures, the body sweats about half a litre to a litre per day. That's what you don't even notice in sensible losses. But in really hot conditions, you can sweat up to 2 litres an hour, which is
Whoa.
Huge, as you can imagine. Yeah, so it's really important, you know, in hot weather that we rehydrate when the sweating goes to that sort of extreme. Now, you wouldn't be seeing it that in this weather right now, but you are sweating more, and it's something that our bodies need to do to cool ourselves down.
Do all mammals sweat?
All mammals sweat. Yeah. It's one of the ways of thermoregulation.
Right. Okay. And so, but at the same time, we've developed this kind of cultural aversion to sweating and we use all sorts of ways to keep it at bay. Is that necessarily a healthy thing?
There's reasons we do it. I think the main place that you think of that we put our antiperspirant on is under the arms. And that is because of the embarrassing sweat patches that we can get or even the sensation of sweat dripping from those areas. The interesting thing, though, is only 1% of your sweating is done from under your arms. So, you know, people will ask me sometimes actually in clinic, you know, should we be blocking the sweat? Is that not something we need to do? It's completely fine to use an antiperspirant to stop sweating under the arms, to stop those wet patches that can be really embarrassing for some people, especially if it's a big problem there.
Yeah. No, but if we've got sweat glands all over the body, if you're stopping sweat coming out of your armpit, it's coming out everywhere else, I assume.
Yeah, it will make it up somewhere else. If your body needs to get rid of that temperature, it will sweat from another area. A lot of the time where you're not even noticing it, it's evaporating without us noticing from our skin. And the vast majority of your sweat is just water. It is 99% water. So it just evaporates and we don't notice it.
Yeah. And we think of sweat as being a bit stinky. Is it the sweat itself that's stinky?
No, and this is very interesting. It's not the sweat. It's the bacteria that's in the skin in that area that causes the smell. So when the sweat is sitting there, then the bacteria breaks down, the wetness there, and that's why we smell the smell that we smell. But it's not the actual liquid that smells at all. And that's actually, it's a really common misconception about sweat.
Yeah.
The sweat itself isn't smelly.
Yeah. And the sweat, it's just water, is it?
Pretty much 99% of it is water. There's salts in there as well, but it's for the most part water.
Yeah. No. And so the difference between an antiperspirant and a deodorant, does an antiperspirant actually kind of bung up the sweat gland wherever you apply it?
Yeah, they're not the same thing. Although, sorry, a lot of antiperspirants, so that's something that stops you sweating, have a deodorant in it. But a deodorant just means something that takes away a smell. So not all deodorants stop you sweating. So the deodorant just masks any odours. So the actual antiperspirant, so something that stops sweating, usually has aluminium salts in it that temporarily block your sweat duct openings and reduce how much sweat gets to the surface. So it's blocking, the salts make a reaction and block the way your sweat comes out. Actually, something that's very interesting that most people don't know is that it's much more effective if you put on your antiperspirant at nighttime, you know, to clean fully dry skin. Your sweat glands are less active during the night. So the active ingredient forms a much more effective plug, and you can still shower in the morning and the protection remains. So if you want to be really effective with your antiperspirant, you use it at night time.
Okay. Well, I presume, yeah, because most antipersons would claim to last for around 24 hours. So I suppose we have to believe that. So but a lot of people would maybe have a shower and then put the antiperspirant on afterwards, thinking if they get in the shower, it'll kind of wash it off.
Yeah, no, it doesn't wash up the ducts. So the reaction, the salt reaction has happened within the duct. So it's still there. You're fine to power on. And actually, one of the things a lot of people do after they've had a shower is they start to sweat. So if they put their antiperspirant on, they sort of sweat it back off straight away. So it's actually more clever to do it beforehand, which is sort of counterintuitive almost.
Yeah. And people who might buy all body deodorant or all body antiperspirant, given it has to come out somewhere, is that not necessarily the wisest idea?
Yeah, no, that is not something that I would endorse at all, because your body is sweating because it needs to sweat. It wants to get rid of these insensible losses, especially in hot weather. So we wouldn't advocate somebody using it on their whole body surface area. I don't know how they'd afford that anyway, to be honest. You know, that'd be an awful lot of antiperspirant. But no, it's for the troublesome areas that and that's more for, you know, for the social awkwardness. So under the arms makes sense. You know, sometimes people use in the groin, but I would definitely not be putting it all over your body surface area.
Yeah. Do different people from different parts of the world sweat more or less than others?
Definitely different people within even one part of the world sweat differently. Everyone has different sweat rates, and usually between, you know, within a certain physiological variable. There are some people who have a condition called hyperhidrosis, and that's when they have a condition of sweating too much. They're sweating more than is normal, and that can be really debilitating. Sometimes it can be all over their body, and other times it can be just under their arms, you know, really copious sweating, or just their hands and feet. And we see those patients as dermatologists. That's when it's really interfering with their life. You know, if they have to do frequent clothes changes throughout their day, or it could be their socks if it's a hand and feet one. And there are medical interventions for that, but that's very different. That's when it's outside the norm.
Yeah. And those medical interventions, are they drugs or some form of treatment?
Yeah, combination. So we use certain drugs for people who are sweating all over. We use botulinum toxin injections, so Botox, that you'd often consider being a cosmetic procedure. We use it in the medical context for under the arms. It can be very, very effective for, you know, 9 to 12 months for some people if that's a significant problem for them. And then hands and feet, we have different mechanisms. We can use these little devices that use electric currents called iontophoresis. So there's different methods that can really help people with that condition if it's medically a problem.
Yeah. One of our listeners says, I've been getting a heat rash anytime I go out in the sun. Is this cause some sweating or could it be an allergy?
So there's two different types of heat rashes. One of them is caused by sweating. It's called miliaria. And it's when people, that the sweating causes this itchy rash called prickly heat as soon as they start sweating. And it's like tiny little blisters. And especially if they're using a very thick sort of creams on their body, that can happen. And we can see it in babies as well. The other type that maybe your listener is talking about is something called polymorphous light eruption. About a fifth of Irish people have that. And that typically happens day 3 to 5 of a holiday when their skin hasn't been used to the sun for, usually it's the first holiday of the year. It happens on their arms, legs, chest. And that is, again, an itchy rash. People often will confuse it with being allergic to their sunblock, but it's actually that they're having a hypersensitivity reaction to the sun. And we see that more in Irish people than in other people, but that's not to do with sweat. So they're two different conditions. One sort of comes up straight away. The other one is a couple of days into a holiday.
Yeah. Few people texting in about sweating on the top and back of my head.
Yeah, very common as well, especially in men. So, you know,
would that be the bald men?
No, having no hair makes it no difference to your sweat glands. It can happen to anyone at all. And sometimes people will get the Botox injections for that as well.
Ah, right.
It's very debilitating, yeah.
Okay. My grandmother used talcum powder on sweaty areas. Is that advised?
So that helps absorb the moistness, and it can be helpful, especially if people have sweaty areas that cause rashes. If you're absorbing the sweat, it can be helpful. Women will often do that underneath the breasts if they have pendulous breasts and they have a lot of sweatiness there. So that can be, and it, again, that's just absorbing the moisture.
Yeah. Okay. There's a few questions in as well about deodorants and antiperspirants. Should you look carefully at the ingredients? Could some of them potentially be harmful or not that great for you?
You know, there was a lot of misinformation in the past about aluminium in antiperspirants, increasing the risk of Alzheimer's, of malignancies. None of it. There was no evidence at all to support that. So it is absolutely safe to use aluminium in antiperspirants. I think there was a lot of scaremongering about that. There was no basis for it.
Okay. What would you recommend for a heat rash?
For a heat rash, well, first of all, getting out of the heat will be the first thing, the obvious thing. Well, listen, I say this and people will be lying there in the sun, waiting, hoping that the itch will go away. So I think making sure that you're cooled down, cool clothes, and loose clothes can really help if you're itchy like that. We use topical steroids, though, to help it if it is severe. And that can be really helpful as well. But keeping yourself cool, really important. Keeping your children cool in this sort of weather as well is really important because they can't sweat the same way. Their sweat glands aren't as developed. They have the same number of sweat glands as an adult has, but until they hit puberty, they can't sweat in the same way. Their bodies are good at getting rid of heat because they have more of a body surface area compared to their body mass. But once the ambient temperature, so the temperature of the air is, if that isn't cooler than the temperature of their body, then they can get into difficulty and they can overheat. So really important with babies and with young children because their sweating mechanisms aren't as developed as ours and they can't cool themselves down the same way.
Oh my God, Katrina, there's obviously a lot of sweating people out there. Somebody wants to know about face sweating. Would that be Botox again?
It is, yeah. We have patients who come into us for that as well. Especially a lot of people will profusely sweat from their forehead. So, or their upper lip is another place. So that can be very helpful.
Yeah. I don't sweat a lot when doing vigorous exercise. Is that bad or good?
That person mightn't feel like they sweat a lot, but they're probably, you know, the way I talked about it evaporating in a way that people don't even notice it. Their body will be thermoregulating the way it needs to, so I wouldn't worry about that at all.
Yeah, somebody else says I sweat a lot even in this weather. I'm sweating all over at the minute, but I do gym classes and I sweat buckets. In fact, the floor around me is covered in sweat. I was told I have a fast metabolism. Can you ask your guest if it's true? I imagine you'd want to meet them first, Katrina, to be able to tell that or
it's
not.
It's nothing. It's typically nothing to do with your metabolism at all. Yeah. That just for that listener, the really important thing is to make sure you're rehydrating, because if the water comes out, it needs to go back in again.
Yeah. Apart from under your arm, is there any other part of the body that generally speaking tends to get a bit sweaty that maybe people don't put the antiperspirant on?
I think the groin is the big one that, ooh, you know, people will ask me about. Can you put antiperspirant in your groin? And the answer is yes, just as long as it doesn't irritate your skin. Some of the antiperspirants can be irritating sometimes. That can be, a sort of an embarrassing sight for some people. The other is the hands and the feet. They can become particularly sweaty in some people. And that often they notice that from about their teenage years on. And it can really be socially challenging as well for them when it does happen.
Yeah, actually, funny enough, just as you were saying that, somebody texted in to say, I work in a restaurant and a European chef would use corn flour when he got sweaty in his nether regions. We all avoided using corn flour for anything in case he switched up pop bag use. Good God, I'm never going to a restaurant again. Katrina, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Katrina Ryan there from the Institute of Dermatologists.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.